Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Congressman Chris Jacobs is joining us live on the line right now to talk about this. You know, Chris, this all comes down to a mandate put in place by the federal government. The MOG, it's impacted because of federal contracts that it has, that the mandate would really apply to pretty much all of its employees. What is, if any, the debate like in Washington over the idea of a vaccination mandate right now?
Well, good morning. First, I wanted to just mention, I'm vaccinated. I encourage people to go see their personal physician and make a choice that's right for them. I'm for that, but I'm not for lockdowns and I'm not for mandates. I don't think they're the right way to go, and I think there's some real legal questions as far as the federal government mandated a private employer just because they do some business with them. So I think, and I've encouraged the federal government to reconsider its approach. As we're talking about MOG and the December 8th deadline that they're dealing with, I've been also communicating a lot with the TSA in terms of the deadline that's even coming sooner, the November 22nd deadline, which is requiring federal employees, which would include TSA agents at our airports on November 22nd, they would all have to be vaccinated. And that's the week of the Thanksgiving travel, as you know. And we are hearing that about 40% of TSA agents are not vaccinated. So that could be a looming disaster as far as the holiday travel season. So it was interesting that the attorney who was on talked about OSHA allowing for a testing option. That's what I've advocated for. It just seems very reasonable. And I don't know why the federal government is being so stringent on this. There's no indication that places like MOG have been in all danger of being a spreader. And let's keep in mind that the work they do is critically important for our national security. As, China's firing off hypersonic nuclear-capable missiles, we're going to slow down our defense work. I just think that it's out of balance and out of whack the way the federal government is approaching the mandate situation.
Chris, I know you have sent a letter. You're trying to delay or allow testing options with the TSA worker mandate. But just like it is with MOG, it's an executive order, right?
It is executive order, but certainly and it would be an executive ability to alter that. And I hope that we have leaders in our in positions of power that listen to people and the consequences of decisions they make that maybe they didn't go the way they thought they would go. And I'm just hoping that if there is a loud and collective voice, a bipartisan voice, which I think the Biden administration is hearing these sort of things from around the country, not just from Republicans, that maybe, just maybe, they may try to alter it and slow this down or adopt a testing option. So all we can do is continue to fight because it's an executive order, it's not a legislative situation. And also, I'm glad the Moog employees are pursuing the courts. I would take issue with the attorneys that it's a losing battle. I think there's a difference here between a federal government employee and a private company that happens to do business with the federal government. I think that's a distinction that that is worth a battle in the courts on.
Is there discussion at all about kind of the, you know, when we're talking about a lot of things, we look at it as a cost-benefit analysis of sorts. And when it comes to vaccination mandates, and maybe the TSA mandate that we've talked about in the past has the greatest ability to showcase this, and that is, you know, putting on the mandate, there might be a positive impact of getting more people vaccinated. But what is, you know, the negative impact associated with that when we're talking TSA workers less than a month from right now, just before Thanksgiving? It could be very wide-reaching in terms of impacting every American's travel during that busy holiday season. Is there much talk about that, the push and the pull? And, you know, these mandates might be something you agree with, but what are we doing by implementing them?
I think you're absolutely right. I think there really needs to be a balancing here at this point in time, that the absolute approach that everyone needs to get a vaccine right now versus what are the negatives. And I think certainly that discussion needs to be happening with our school children and masking. But also this situation, if you're forcing, all indications are the travel is going to be back to normal, high levels at the holidays, you're going to be causing a real problem here. You're going to be causing people standing in line for hours. Isn't that maybe a little more dangerous, even if you're talking about COVID, by people cheek and jowl next to each other for hours in line and children and so forth? So that seems a little more dangerous than a well-functioning airport like we've seen lately, where TSA agents are masked and they are at a decent distance. So it just doesn't seem to make sense. And, you know, I do have to say that I think it was very odd that this whole mandate came out right in the midst of the Afghanistan disaster, that, you know, people have thought that this was a way to distract and get away from that issue. I hope that's not the case, but it's a compelling argument. So I think we need to look at that balancing, because let's keep in mind, without mandates, we have made major progress. Nationally, 80% of adults have at least one shot. In New York State, 84%. Our COVID rates are down 57% nationally since September. So we've made major gains without having to treat people like children. Let's continue to treat people like adults, educate them, have them make the decisions, and I believe we're going to continue on this right track. But the mandate and the lockdowns is not the way to go.
Yeah, and what does fully vaccinated mean anymore? I mean, isn't that definition changing with these boosters now?
It is changing, unfortunately. Absolutely.
Chris, thanks so much for the time. Congressman Chris Jacobs joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.